From awaytogarden.com and robinhoodradio.com, this is A Way to Garden with Margaret Roach, your weekly invitation to dig in and grow.
What if I told you there's a new way to shop for seed where your purchase yields not just the packets, but also educational support and the invitation to share your feedback, to participate in a virtual seed trial, essentially, citizen science style? Now, I know that was a mouthful, but it's a brave, new, increasingly virtual world out there. And today I want us to get in on the ground floor and learn more about the promise and potential of a newish entity called SeedLinked.com that a number of expert friends are part of. But first, these messages.
Programming and underwriting support from Brushwood Nursery. For more than 20 years, Brushwood Nursery has shipped the finest selection of clematis and other vines all over the United States with full gallon-sized plant and free shipping. Their website is full of beautiful pictures and information on growing clematis. Brushwoodnursery.com. Programming and underwriting support from Garden Tool Company. Garden Tool Company's wide selection of heirloom quality tools for your gardening passion is backed by outstanding customer service, fast shipping, and ongoing support. GardenToolCompany.com.
A seed industry friend recently told me about a new project that she's participating in, a selection of curated seed collections that are part of a bigger digital undertaking called SeedLinked.com. And to learn more, I invited today's guest, who curated the SeedLinked lettuce collection and is also part of the SeedLinked team. Wisconsin-based Bjorn Bergman is, like each of us, an avid gardener, and he's also a longtime participant in various Seed Savers Exchange programs, and he confessed to being positively mad for growing and eating salad. So hello, Bjorn. Thanks for making time today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Margaret. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Yes, yeah, so like I said, brave new world, and also it's a bit of a mouthful. It's not your basic seed shopping experience or seed experience at all, so I want to sort of start, you know, we're going to talk mostly about the curated seed collections, which are fun and great for giving as a gift as well during this upcoming holiday season. But I want to first like backtrack and get the sort of elevator pitch on SeedLinked, the bigger project that this is a dimension of, and what problem it's trying to address as a whole and so forth. So can you do that for us? Can you help us with that?
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to. And I guess to connect with all the listeners here, I want to have everyone kind of envision when they go and purchase seeds every spring, kind of spreading out all those seed catalogs on their counter and perusing through all the pages, which I know is one of the most delightful things during the winter time to do. So you're looking through all these seed catalogs and you're trying to decide what to grow, and you might be allured by the beautiful pictures or the description. You might have a friend that told you that this variety is great and is delicious and performs well. But when I kind of think of that idea compared with today's tech world where we're so connected in, it's kind of an outdated model. With so many other things, we can go on and look at reviews of things before we buy them, whether it be a car, a child seat, a bicycle, or even visiting a restaurant. And with seeds, there's really not the equivalent of that. And so with SeedLinked.com, we're really aiming to kind of connect the dots between all the different seed industry stakeholders, so gardeners and farmers and seed companies, seed breeders and chefs, and bring them together on our platform to help kind of create a more collaborative and resilient seed system that can help serve people. So at the highest level, and we're not quite there yet, we're a startup business, but gardeners and farmers can go onto our site and search for varieties. Maybe say they want to find a tomato that performs well by them, by where they're growing. And they can search for tomatoes and find reviews for tomatoes from other people that that have grown tomatoes by them. And so it's, like you said, it's a big citizen science project, and
right.
We just welcome everyone to the table to participate.
So one new way in this, again, newish overall bigger project of SeedLinked.com, one new way people can participate right now is that they can order some of these curated seed collections, like the one you have put together of some favorite lettuces. And so that's a little different from like even if I went and bought a lettuce assortment at a regular seed catalog, it's a little bit different. So let's then say, what is the seed collection aspect of SeedLinked?
Yeah, definitely. It was we created it kind of in response to this past spring with the COVID-19 pandemic, you know?
Oh, boy.
And I know that in your world, Margaret, there's just so many people that were excited about gardening for the first time, wanting to buy seeds. Seed companies were seeing sales that were 200% and 300% higher than they're used to. And we saw all of this happening at SeedLinked, and we're like, how can we plug into this excitement about gardening and capture all these new gardeners and help them along the way be successful with growing things for the first time? And Seed Collections was born out of that interest. And what the idea is that we partnered with some really awesome food system change makers, and they curated a collection of varieties together. And so what I did is I curated three of my favorite lettuce varieties that I love growing in my backyard garden. And folks can go on and buy that collection. But beyond just getting the lettuce seeds, they get a really guided learning experience from the curators. The curator does a live check-in three times throughout the growing season with participants. So they get to they get to learn how to maybe like plant the seeds at the beginning of the season, check in mid-season, maybe look at disease or maybe pest problems, and then at the end of the season, looking at harvest and how to use these delicious vegetables in your kitchen, which is why we all garden in the first place, or grow vegetables in the first place, is to enjoy the bounty in the kitchen.
Right.
And then the other piece to this as well is that folks are part of a collaborative trial with the collection as well. And so they're invited to create an account on SeedLinked. And through our website, and we also have a mobile app, people can rate each variety, how it performs in their garden or on their farm. So they rate different traits like appearance, flavor, yield, disease resistance, and all of those ratings they provide are part of our citizen science database that other folks can search in the future. And the other piece as well is on our site there's a social feed where people can interact with other people that are participating with the curators, ask questions, answer questions, and just share their expertise.
So this reminds me a little bit, isn't there some kind of weather citizen science project that where people participate and there's also some like chats and a Facebook group? I'm trying to remember the name. It's a funny name.
I might not get the acronym totally correct, but it's Coco Rojas. It's out of like Fort Collins, Colorado.
So COCORAHS. Right, right. And I don't remember. The last part is rain, hail, and snow network. I know that because it's about precipitation, right? It's like everyone contributes their precipitation observations.
Yeah, it's an incredibly powerful network. I think there's about 20,000 people nationwide that participate, and there's just an online app that people record any precipitation data that they have in their location. It's a big citizen science project. And all of that data being updated daily is incredibly powerful for climate scientists to look at different trends in weather. And so, yeah, there are very similar projects, but this is the first time someone's tried to do it with seeds and varieties with SeedLinked.
Right, and like with weather, where the hyperlocal is so critical, seed being alive, genetic material, and like all living things, adapted to certain situations or not. Not all seed is created equal, and it doesn't all work the same and isn't as susceptible to particular climate or weather conditions and insects, and they're locally present, and et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, to have eventually, if you end up with 20,000 participants, some of whom I hope are listening today, future participants, we can have this different way to shop for seed first, or if not even to shop, to just look and say, what would be a good tomato for me, like you said earlier, you know, when I'm in you know, upstate New York and someone else is in Illinois and some, and to find other people who have tried it in my conditions would be amazing, right?
Yeah, that's one of the like things I'm most excited about with seedlings. Like even for like my curated lettuce collection, I know how these lettuces perform in my backyard in Wisconsin, but I'm really eager to see if someone plants them in, say, Texas or Florida or Southern California or Washington or Maine, how they perform. A lot of times these varieties were, like you said, bred in a specific place, and they kind of really perform best where they were bred. But what happens when you remove them from those conditions and plant them elsewhere? They can look very different depending on the climate, the soil, and whatnot. And so what's super intriguing about seedlings is we can start looking at those differences of how things perform across geography. I know I'm just excited for people to join my lettuce trial. And at the end of the season, we can look and see how these lettuces perform in different regions of the United States.
Now, do you want me to write in if I participate? Is there a fill-in-the-blank, like, other field in the database where I could say, the woodchuck ate it? Can I say that?
Yeah. With our online platform, there's a way to say that you've had a crop failure or something, and you can write a notes field. Another fun thing about it is you can upload pictures. So with our phone app, you can just take pictures on your phone, and it instantly uploads them for each variety onto our database. So you can show us exactly what you're seeing. You can enter just general reflections about things and how it performs and what your thoughts are. But there's also traits, like I said, that you're gonna rate that the curator kind of picks. So for like my lettuce collection, I've picked like bolt resistance with lettuce.
Yes.
So that's something that's pretty important. Lettuce being tolerant to different types of heat and not going to seed super early, so we can enjoy the harvest. And then other things like flavor, which is so important to gardeners. We want to grow these vegetables so that they taste delicious, and pretty much all the time they do. But we want to try to find the cream of the crop, things that are going to taste the best for our location.
Right. So some of these other, you refer to them as change makers. Some of the other people who are invited to curate collections, because it's not like a giant seed catalog of, you know, 1,000 varieties of everything, and you can't go from A to Z and get your whole garden. These are this first rollout that you're doing right now with Seedlink, these seed collections. It's a limited number of collections of three or four or whatever kinds of seeds. And some of the other curators are people who have been on the show, my show a lot, friends like the dwarf tomato geek of all geeks, Craig LaHoulier, and Culinary Breeding Network, founder Lane Selman, and she's doing peppers, and I think cutting celery, who even knew about cutting celery, but she wants us to know about it, and Nate Kleinman of Experimental Farm Network with his perennial vegetable collection, which we talked about that last year on the show and together, and I think he's doing kales also, and the Organic Seed Alliance, and Meg Cowden of Seed to Fork, and like really, really top-notch people have decided to join you in doing this. But they're not providing the seed, right? I mean, where's the seed coming from?
Yeah, so Seedlink is taking care of sourcing all of the seed and putting it together. They're just providing their expertise, and so
right. They've
selected some of their favorite varieties that they want to include in these collections and want to share with you. And they are just committing to going on this journey with folks to grow them and help them be successful with growing them. But Seedlink is coordinating the whole effort. So we're getting seed, we're sending it out to participants, we're inviting them to create an account on seedlink.com, and then they're providing all their feedback through our online platform. So
okay. We're
kind of the central hub of the seed collections, and then these curators have just really like what we're up to and really wanted to participate in kind of this innovative learning experience around different crops.
And all the varieties aren't brand new. It's not that you're trialing them because they're brand new. Some are lesser known, more known, right? I mean, it's a mix of things.
Yeah, if you look through the seed collections, it's such a huge diversity of different things. Depending on what the curator is interested in and wants to share with people, there's something there for everyone. And I know, like you mentioned, Craig earlier, who it's just such a pleasure to chat with and learn from. His excitement about tomatoes is just so infectious. I know I just want to like plant 3 more rows of tomatoes in my garden every time I hear from him. But Craig has grown like thousands of varieties of tomatoes over his whole entire life, and he's curated 3 different tomato collections and picked out some of his favorites. And some of these are going to be like old heirlooms, and some of them are going to be newly bred things, like things from his dwarf tomato breeding project that he wants more people to try and get more feedback from.
Okay.
And so it's not just old things, it's not just new things, it's quite a mix of everything in between.
And what's great, I mean, your timing is really good, because I don't think the seeds will ship till in the new year to people, sort of like with a normal catalog. But we can do it now, and we can put in, if I want to give, don't tell my sister, but like, let's say I want to give her the cutting celery collection from Lane Selman, or whatever, I can put in her email, and she's going to get the education. She's going to get to join, right, to become part of it. She's going to get to give her feedback, right? I mean, I'm going to give her the seeds plus the experience if I give it as a gift. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure. And that's why we've launched this project now, because we really feel like it's a great gift to give for people during the holiday season. And yeah, like you mentioned, folks can purchase the seeds and then put in the recipient's email, and they'll get notified later when you want them to get the notification that they were given a gift of a seed collection, and they'll get asked to create a seedling.com account and be part of this experience, growing cutting celery, growing tomatoes with Craig, growing cabbage with Mick Cowden.
Right.
When I started gardening, gosh, like 14 years ago, I wish I had this to help me along in the process of learning how to grow things.
Well, and that's the thing, is that gardeners, traditionally, as with farming, there's a mentorship, there's a hand-me-down, there's a you learned from your grandmother, you learned from your neighbor, you learned from someone who's already tried it in your local spot, right? And
yeah.
That's what's so important.
Yeah, for sure. And with the wonder of technology, especially the technology swirl that we've been thrown in with the pandemic, increasingly we're learning from more and more people online. And I'm excited about this form of sharing, growing expertise with a wider audience so that everyone can be successful.
So that eventually maybe wouldn't it be amazing if like even 5 people in each state or region, you know, I mean, even a smallish number of people to find out, how did you do? Oh, I did well too. Oh, this one worked better for me. Oh, me too. You know, there's just that. I love that. I just love the idea of it, the potential for it. Now, how many people right now, so SeedLinked already has an up and running kind of trialing thing going on for a while that didn't come from the seed collections. How many people are involved in the SeedLinked participatory database already?
Yeah, so we launched our first software in 2019 and have been working with like university research trialing programs, and with other different like nonprofits that work around seeds. And right now we have about 1,800 and counting people that are participating and rating varieties on our network right now, and we're just excited about continually adding folks to that network and kind of improving the data points. And like you said, if 5 people in each state grew my lettuce collection, and we had 250 data points of how each of those 3 lettuce varieties perform in each of those states, that would be immensely helpful in helping other people find varieties that grow well for them. And so, I'm just ecstatic about the possibilities and of connection and collaboration and just sharing data openly.
And the sharing and the openly part, because I know the link to, from having been a garden writer for so many decades, I know the link to the old style list over at Cornell or Rutgers or wherever it is, and North Carolina State University or, you know, Cal State, University of California, Davis, blah, blah, blah. I know where there's like a great chart that compares all the tomato varieties as far as X disease or Y pest or whatever, or flavor or whatever. But they're not accessible. They're not in a thing that are, is interactive that can then be added to, and you know, this dynamic. There are these charts and graphs, and they're flat. You know, they're untouchable files. You can look at them on your browser, but that's about it. And there's so much information that can be put together. It's going to be very exciting to get that kind of stuff that exists out there, but you know, much more regional and much more interactive, I think, will be very exciting.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that, Margaret. There's actually, like you said, there's tons of data out there already from all these different university breeding programs, but it's just not all aggregated in one spot. Yeah. And we're really hoping that seedlink.com just becomes the central location where everyone can plug in their data points and just really help people with the process, whether it be farmers finding the right variety in their field, gardeners finding the right variety for their garden, breeders that are breeding new varieties and want feedback on it. The possibilities are really endless.
Yeah. In the last couple of minutes, I wanted to ask you, Mr. Lettuce Lover and grower, do you want to give us just the 2-minute course in any tips or anything about lettuce? Are you a direct sower, or are you a transplanter who starts seedlings inside, or both, or anything about lettuce that you want to share?
Yeah, for sure. My wife and I just love eating lettuce. We eat lettuce with breakfast every morning. I don't expect everyone to be that enthusiastic about it, but for the longest time, I was into like lettuce mixes that I direct seeded really close together. And in the last few years, I started transplanting things out, so starting seeds in soil flats underneath lights in my basement, and then planting them out in the garden. And I started doing that just because I realized I was going through so much more seed when I was using when doing like a lettuce mix sort of thing. So I really prefer to do heads of lettuce. And I don't usually wait until the head of lettuce gets full size before I harvest it. I just keep on cutting like the bigger leaves off the side just because I can't wait any longer to enjoy the first lettuce of the season or enjoy a salad. So I just kind of continually harvest leaves on the outer edges of the florets. And the other thing that I would recommend to people, and I'm sure folks as gardeners realize this, but there's such a huge diversity of lettuce out there.
Yes.
I know with my seed collection, I got one heirloom variety, a really old German heirloom variety called Forellenschutz that's really delicious and beautiful. But then I picked two other brand new varieties from Frank Morton at Wild Garden Seeds. That
Yay, Frank!
Yeah. Frank is one of my breeding heroes, and so anytime I can, I try to get seeds from him. And I always am picking out new lettuce varieties from Frank, and so I picked two of my favorite lettuce varieties, Red-Eared Butterheart and Merlot Red Oak from Wild Garden Seeds. These are two things that I've grown in my garden and have grown to love and have every single year. I don't know. With lettuce, I think it's super important just to keep experimenting, keep trying new varieties. Lettuce is just such a work of art when you go and look at it in the garden. It's just so stunningly beautiful. And when you start paging through all these different new varieties that the breeders have produced, especially talking about Frank's work, it's just so much fun. And you get to eat it, too. It's like artwork, and you get to enjoy it
indeed,
in your kitchen.
Indeed. Well, Bjorn Berkman with seedlinked.com and these new seed collections, I'm glad you kind of opened it up for us early on. So hopefully some of my listeners and readers, as I am going to do, want to jump in and look around. And if they decide to purchase something, good, and hopefully get some education and participate and give their feedback along the way. So thanks for making time today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, and thanks to everyone for taking a look and maybe participating.
Yeah.
Programming and underwriting support from Brushwood Nursery. For more than 20 years, Brushwood Nursery has shipped the finest selection of clematis and other vines all over the United States with full-gallon-sized plant and free shipping. Their website is full of beautiful pictures and information on growing clematis. BrushwoodNursery.com. Programming and underwriting support from Garden Tool Company. Garden Tool Company's wide selection of heirloom quality tools for your gardening passion is backed by outstanding customer service, fast shipping, and ongoing support. GardenToolCompany.com.
I hope I'll talk to all the rest of you again soon. Now, don't miss an episode. You can subscribe free to the podcast version of the show on Stitcher or iTunes or Spotify. And you can find me anytime at awaytogarden.com or on Facebook and Instagram as @awaytogarden. And happy gardening and seed chopping meantime.
A Way to Garden with Margaret Roach is a joint production of awaytogarden.com and the smallest NPR station in the nation, Robin Hood Radio.